The Patriots are rested, ready, and as healthy as they've been in years, just in time for the playoffs with the Houston Texans coming to town. Now, offensively, Houston is just plain not good. They have scored the fewest amount of points for a playoff team in about 20 years. This is really historically bad offense. This sets up perfectly for the Patriots. They want to run the football, the Texans. They have Lamar Miller. He's a talented back, but the Patriots have been very stout against the run all season long. So that plays right into their strength. They want to run Lamar Miller, and they probably won't be able to do it. So what does that mean? You have to prevent the wide receivers from making big plays. DeAndre Hopkins is a very talented guy. I'm not sure exactly how the Patriots will line up. They've had Logan Ryan do it in the past. I think Malcolm Butler is a very important guy in this game. That's the key. You got to make sure that Brock Osweiler is not able to hit you with one big play, because he's proven all season long he's not capable of making enough throws consecutively on a consistent basis to put points on the board. So you eliminate the big play, you eliminate the points. Now, offensively for New England, the task is a little bit tougher. Houston does have a stout defense, number one in terms of yards allowed, and I do think they have some individually talented players on that side of the ball, especially up front. Whitney Mercilus, Jadeveon Clowney, these guys can get after the passer. I think that's where it all starts for the Patriots. The offensive line needs to continue the strong play that they've had all season long, but especially down the stretch. They've really kept Tom Brady nice and comfortable in the pocket, and that's what they need to continue to do. As long as you can make sure that he can survey the field and find his receivers, that's what you need to do to win this football game. If you let Mercilus get after it, he had a couple of sacks against Oakland last week in the wild card game, then I think that Houston might think they can hang with the Patriots. As long as the offensive line holds up, the Patriots will put points on the board. Now, obviously, if you listen to the way I talked about these matchups so far, you know where I'm heading with this game. I think it could be competitive for a little while, say, right around the time they kick the ball off, it might be close. I think from that point on, I think it's going to be all New England. I really think this is a mismatch in every level. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching. I have a lot of respect for individual guys, as I've said, for Houston. I think they have some individually talented players, and I think Bill O'Brien knows how to coach. I just think he's overmatched because, mainly, he doesn't have a quarterback. And if you can't put points on the board against New England, you can't hang. I think the Patriots will cruise to the AFC title game with a 41-10 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.